Steve Clifford has built a culture of fight, of grit, of energy, and resiliency, and it showcased in last night's 104-99 win over the Miami Heat. Not only did the Magic kind of put a damper on what was Chris Bosh's jersey retirement night, but they also secured what is now the 8th seed in the Eastern Conference playoffs. And hey, if you're a Magic fan, don't be satisfied with that. Get a little greedy, because on Thursday night, you have an opportunity to take over 7th place. And then depending what unfolds the final 2 weeks, you can climb as high as 6. And if we were to sit here and tell you that in December, I want to know how many people actually thought that was a reality. So 407-447-2145 is the call-in number. That is 407-447-2145. The text line is open as well. That is 508-57-50857. In a matter of moments, we're going to be joined by the one and only Dante Marcatelli. And on the agenda today, we're taking calls from you guys. When is the last time you were this excited about a Magic team? And I'm going to guess a lot of you were going to say the last time this team was in the playoffs about 6 years ago. But I want to know what kind of Magic team you guys might relate this one to. A lot of people have said similar styles to the Heart and Hustle team, not nearly as dominant as some of those championship teams. But for me, at least from a perspective from a media member, this one has been really fun to watch from just all the kind of ebbs and flows that this season has come with so far. So, phone lines are open, text line is open. We want to hear from you. Magic overcame what was a 9-point halftime deficit to swing the game to a 6-point lead in the third quarter. They built it to as large as 8 and never looked back. While Deion Waiters hit a 3-pointer with just about over a minute left to go to crawl it back to within 3, DJ Augustine hit a pair of big free throws to make it a 5-point game, and the Magic never looked back. So now that they're in 8th place, it'll be interesting to see how far they can go in this basketball game. I'll tell you two big things that I thought were the turning point, and these are something that we're going to talk to Dante about. One, the 35-minute halftime that the Miami Heat put out. It was originally scheduled to be a 7-minute extension of what a normal NBA halftime is, which, if you guys have been to a basketball game, is about 15 minutes. Now, the NBA does allow for extensions, especially on jersey retirement nights and on special occasions. But the issue is that that halftime went 35 minutes. And while I thought it was a noble cause by Eric Spoelstra to have his team out there and to have them take it in, I wonder how much that actually affected them to start the third quarter. So we're going to talk with Dante about that in a matter of moments. And speaking of Dante, I want to go ahead and welcome him in. Just a reminder, phone lines are open, 407-447-2145. Text line is 50857. When is the last time you as a Magic fan were this excited about this basketball team? We want to hear from you guys. And I know Dante was super excited about that basketball game last night. I'll tell you what, Dante, you can tell from the opening tip that that game had a different energy to it. It had a different vibe to it. And, you know, honestly, I thought that Magic team came out a little tight to begin with.
Yeah, I think so. I think those are all valid points. I think the last time I was this excited after a win was the first time we saw Dwight Howard and we beat him in L.A. I think that was pretty exciting, but this certainly rivals that. This is the biggest game that we've had in probably 8 or 9 years. So I think it's huge. I know Magic fans are excited. They certainly were on Twitter yesterday and today. But, yeah, it was a tremendous basketball game. It was one that they had to get. And they were definitely, I think they were feeling the jitters, to your point. Certainly Jonathan Isaac. He addressed it after the game, said I was nervous, and there was a lot that went into that last night. But I think once they started to settle down, you miss a couple of shots. Miami makes a couple of shots. You start pressing. You're thinking, we got to score to keep up with them. And that all adds up to a 1-for-9 start. Guys are doing things too on their own. And now you're down 17 just like that. But then halftime comes, and you had cut the thing to 9, and I thought it was important to get it to single digits, and they did that. You cut the thing down to 9. It's a 35-minute halftime. You're playing on a back-to-back, so that gets you an extra, what was it, normally 14-minute overtime or 14-minute halftime. It's a 21-minute extra time that you get to relax, control, gather yourselves. And I didn't think about that because we were kind of bothered that they kept extending the halftime. But we did the walk-on with assistant coach Ty Corbin, and he said, listen, I think we're getting some good rest here. I think this is going to help us in the second half. And he was exactly right. They came out with fire, much more energy, eventually took the lead and went on to win a terrific basketball game.
Well, and Dante, I thought it was very noble for Eric Spoelstra to have his team out there and never actually take them back to the locker room so that they could appreciate what was going on. But at the same time, that had to affect his team, right? I mean, I can't imagine that he was happy with the fact that it was supposed to be a 22-minute halftime and they kept freezing the clock on a couple of different occasions because his farewell speech went longer than what I think they anticipated it to. But I can't imagine Eric Spoelstra was happy with the length of that.
No, I don't think so. But listen, that organization does a great job of honoring its past. That's the fourth jersey to go up into the rafters, and they've got three championships. So they've got a number of guys to honor. And they, you know, that's a big thing for Pat Riley, and that's a big selling point for free agents. When you go to Miami, we're going to take care of our own, and you're always going to be welcome here. And I think that's something that, you know, there is something to be said for that. But you're trying to win a basketball game, too. I think, Aaron, we mentioned it yesterday on the show, I think when they scheduled that, I don't think they expected that to be a big game. Nobody did. Nobody expected Orlando nationally to be in the conversation for the playoffs here this time of the year. So I think that kind of caught him off guard. And Evan said it. He goes, I walked onto the court, and I couldn't believe it. The entire team was sitting there watching the ceremony. But you know what? That's part of that culture there. That's part of that unity. And that was a big night, and they wanted to honor him. And they're thinking, okay, we're up by 9. It may hurt us a little bit to start the second half, but we'll eventually get our legs under us. And it just never happened. Orlando's defense was too tough.
Oh, it was fantastic. And I thought they really did a nice job in that third quarter. Outpaced them 34-19. It was a 15-point swing in that third frame. But how much did Jonathan Isaac just kind of affect things? Because I thought he was wonderful on both ends of the floor.
Yeah, and that was the X factor. Evan said that after the game, too. That was the guy that changed things around. Listen, he came out nervous. I think he started 1 of 4, 0 of 4 from beyond the arc. Ended up finishing, making his last 8 of his last 9 shots, and that was huge. Once he got settled down, you know, it was a big game for everybody else, big game for Vooch, big game for Evan, but those guys are veterans. Those guys have been in rough environments, hostile environments before, and this was the first for J.I., certainly in this league. He's just barely played 1 year in the NBA. Last year, you just have to erase because he was so injured, and so his nerves got the best of him. But then when he settled down, when Coach got on him, when Evan got on him during that first time out and said, listen, we need you. If you're open, you got to shoot it. You're eventually going to make it. And I think, it, you know, he got an early one. He ended up making a 3 from the corner, but he ended up getting an easy one down under the basket, got a dunk to kind of get him going. And then that block on Bam Adebayo was huge. Miami was, I think, either going to tie it or make it a one-possession game on that play if Bam gets that to go. And he swats it away, and you go down and score on the other end. That was a huge turning point in that game last night, and he played a big role in that.
You know, Dante, one thing I keep going back to is what Dennis kept saying down the line to me last night. He goes, you know, we're going to learn a lot about the character of guys like Aaron Gordon, Jonathan Isaac, and Nick Vucevic in a basketball game like this because a lot of them hadn't played in a game like this. And I thought it was really encouraging for not only Steve Clifford, but also for Magic fans to see how they responded after kind of a sluggish start. And then I really thought from the tip of the second quarter that they dominated that basketball game.
No, they certainly did. They certainly did. It was you didn't know how that was going to be, and you circled it for 2 weeks. You knew for weeks leading up to it that was going to be a game that they'd never played. But you know what? So was the Philly game. They'd never played a game like that at home against a top team in the Eastern Conference with a game that they had to win to keep pace in the Eastern Conference. And I think we learned a lot about that, the focus that they had in that game and how hard they fought to beat Philadelphia. But now it's a completely different set of rules. This is a battle-tested team, a championship team, guys on that team that have won titles, head coach that's a 3-time champion. And you've got an opportunity to go down there and see what you're made of. Like Dennis told you down the line, you're exactly right. And I think we learned a lot about them and their focus and that was a building that was buzzing. That was a game that everyone in that building felt Miami had to get if they want to get to the postseason because it ties them with Orlando, and that could be huge for tiebreaker implications down the road. It's on your floor. It's Chris Bosh night, all the emotions that go into that. And they very much wanted to get that basketball game, but Orlando just never let them get going in that second half. And it's that kind of that was playoff defense, Aaron, absolutely, that we saw last night. That's defense that will win in the playoffs. You can argue whether, you know, they've got enough talent to win a playoff series right now, but that defense will win a playoff series the way they played last night. And I think that's pretty impressive. I think Michael Carter Williams, even though he didn't have a great game last night, I think he adds a new dimension. And the last thing, too, Aaron, is you've got a number of guys that didn't play well offensively, didn't shoot well, just shot 42% from the floor, and you still won a basketball game in a hostile environment because of the way you defended.
407-447-2145 is the call-in number. Text line is 50857. That is 50857. When was the last time you were this excited about a Mask or about a Magic team after a win? And I think it was one of the biggest wins, at least in the 6 years that I have been here. You know, Dante, one guy I thought on that Miami team that kept trying to will them to a win, is definitely the Hall of Famer. You know, Dwayne Wade, he goes for 22.7 to 17 from the field. He hits that ridiculous corner three. I don't even know how he saw that. This dude looks like he could play another 5 years, Dante.
And you know what? And he said that the other day, and everyone in Miami kind of went nuts. He said, you know, I could play another 2 or 3 years. I just think it's time for me to walk away. So I think he acknowledges the terrific year that he's having, the great physical shape that they're keeping him in. He looks fresh, and you're right. We saw it coming. Here it is. Okay, now he's got 8 points in the fourth quarter, 12 points in the fourth quarter, 14, and he got a couple of runners to go there in the lane. But then he missed one. Then you get a stop. Okay, now you force the great Dwayne Wade to miss a shot, and then he pulls up from three, misses that one. You go down and score on the other end, you get the lead to eight. So I think that gave this group incredible confidence once you started to kind of force him into a miss or two. But, yeah, that shot from the corner was crazy. He had no room to even get the shot off. Evan didn't touch him. That was a horrible call to send him to the line for a chance to get the four-point play. But, just the fact that he did it, you're just thinking, okay, here it is. It's Dwayne Wade time. Even, you know, guys sitting next to me, Jason Jackson, you know, their sideline reporter does a terrific job for the Heat, looked at me and said, Dwayne Wade knows it's winning time. I said, I know. He's done it to us. This is the 53rd game against the Magic. We've seen it probably 50 times. Enough. We're ready for the guy to retire and get some pressure off of us in this playoff race. But they were able to withstand that. Just a great learning experience all the way around.
Jeez, he's faced the Magic more than any other team in the association. He eclipsed 23,000 points last night, which was pretty fun. 50857 is the text line. That's 50857. Cody, I believe we have one.
We do indeed. Question for Dante. The Magic, with the signing of Michael Carter-Williams to the 10-day contracts and what he's done, is this the most impactful 10-day player that you've seen in your time in the NBA?
Well, I think at the time that you signed him, certainly. I can't remember signing a guy to a 10-day this late in the season and it having that much of an impact. They've signed 10-day guys. You know, Darryl Armstrong was a 10-day guy, and look what he ended up being for the Magic. But he wasn't that year. You know, that when they signed him, he didn't play. Really, he was no impact on that team that went to the NBA Finals, but that was probably the biggest name that they ever signed to a 10-day. But this, as far as where it was in the season, this late in the year, stepping right in, playing meaningful minutes, and helping this team maybe get to a postseason. Look, they're 5-0 since they threw a jersey on him. he's had a huge impact, and you just wonder. You really can't help but wonder, you know, kind of what if they had signed him maybe a month ago or 2 months ago, you know, when he first was out of the league. Just a shock to me that no team signed him for the last couple of months. You know, you could be looking at maybe getting up to five, maybe somewhere around five or four in the Eastern Conference. Who knows? That's a lot of pressure and woulda, coulda, shoulda. But they've got him now, and I think that saved the season. I think it's an unbelievable move by Jeff Weltman. And, I would say this time of year, probably March, That's the biggest signing this team's had.
Dante, it's probably too much to say that it's similar to the Rashard Lewis situation where you lost Jameer in that kind of a run. That was a finals and like a very heavy veteran-laden team. But certainly to have that same kind of impact, right?
Yeah, Rafer Alston. Yeah, I think you're right. You make the trade for Rafer Alston, and that was huge. That was a trade deadline move. But you brought in a guy that was, you know, kind of established, and you knew what to expect. And that guy was on a roster. That guy was playing good basketball for the Houston Rockets at the time when you made that move. This is a guy that 29 other teams could have had. He was just sitting at home, and you could have made a call, and anybody could have brought him in for a 10-day contract. And I think teams got scared of the fact that, you know, he doesn't have a great percentage from distance and isn't known as a great shooter. But there's a guy that Cliff has familiarity with, and you're thinking that, you know, Isaiah Briscoe, you know, did a great job holding the fort down with Jaren Grant, you know, just kind of having an up-and-down season. But once the injury came to Briscoe, you know, it's still, Grant had a chance for a couple of games, and they just felt, you know, you have an opportunity to get a guy that's 6'6", great length, an elite defender, and a guy that, you know, can score enough to help that second unit, but that's not what he's out there for. He's just going to bolster that thing defensively, and you know, we could look at it if it gets them to the postseason and they have a huge run, we'll remember it like we did Rafer, but certainly two different scenarios.
Absolutely. Shameless plug, he is going to join you guys on the Orlando Magic Pod Squad, I believe, on Friday. That'll post on Friday night. So just something of a little bit of a teaser. You guys can find that on iTunes, Spotify, or TuneIn, wherever you get your podcasts. That should be a good one. If you guys have not listened to the last one, go back and listen to the Matt Lloyd one. All right, Dante, we're going to duck in a quick break, but when we return, I kind of want to talk to you about, you know, one of the things that I think has really made this team consistent and kind of gel together is just the fact that they've played with the same lineup since mid-January. Get your thoughts on that and more. But just a reminder, don't miss the playoff push as the Magic take on the New York Knicks on Wednesday, April 3rd at the Amway Center. Be there live as the team battles DSJ, DeAndre Jordan, and the rest of the Knicks. And it's a classic night. Only two remain. The night will feature unique entertainment, music, videos, and more that will instantly immerse yourself in 30 years of Magic history. Get your seats now at OrlandoMagic.com. All right, guys, we're back on the other side.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Aaron Gordon takes a handoff, comes down the baseline, got to the top and rammed it home. Back-to-back dunks, Orlando.
Get the Orlando Magic mobile app to find in-depth statistics in real time, as well as the latest team news and must-see videos. Check out game-by-game breakdowns to see how your favorite players perform. Plus, get advanced stats and live play-by-play coverage, whether you're at the game or on the go. Download the Orlando Magic mobile app today and get the in-depth coverage Magic fans deserve.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
Welcome back. Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center rolls along. Fun first segment recapping last night's big win. It was fun to kind of like put Miami down a little bit. You know, you take three out of the four games this year, feeling pretty good about yourself, back in the playoff picture at eighth. But you know what? If you're a Magic fan, you should get a little bit more greedy right now talking with our one and only Dante Marcatelli. And Dante, during the break, we did get a call, so I want to go to that. 407-447-2145 is the call-in number. Text line is 50857. And I believe we have Marvin on the line. Marvin, how's it going, man?
You know, team ball beats dream ball.
Always,
come on,
always.
Give it to me, Marvin. Give it to me.
Team ball beats dream ball. It's good for in a long time. We are the thorn in the side that actually possibly could put Miami out of play. Oh, my God.
They're already out of the playoff picture as of today now.
That's what I'm talking about. All we need to do now is keep going. I don't want to stay at eight. No. Let's see if we get seven or six. It's there for the taking. Don't back down.
Absolutely. Great call, Marvin. Really appreciate it. You know, Dante, to Marvin's point, you know, you play Detroit tomorrow. Right now you're a half game back of them. And then depending on what happens with the Nets tomorrow night, you know, you're a full game back of them. But you could really climb as high as six potentially by the end of this road trip.
Yeah, that's the thing. You got a Detroit team that lost a heartbreaker last night. They were down 20. They come all the way back, make it a two-point game. They were gone out on the West Coast for about 9 or 10 days. And we're the first game that they play since they come back. And then we get Indiana on Saturday. They're playing in Boston on the night before. They'll be coming in on a back-to-back, a game against Boston, a team that they're trying to fight off and hold on to fourth in the Eastern Conference. So that's going to be an incredibly emotional game for the Indiana Pacers on Friday. And then you get Toronto, who knows? Maybe they'll have a second wrapped up in the Eastern Conference and maybe kind of go easy on us. So not that'll be easy, but some guys could get rest. So you start looking at the schedule and you think, okay, these are winnable games anyway, but maybe you get a little bit of extra help here down the way. So this becomes critical. A win tomorrow and a Brooklyn loss, and like you said, the Magic will be tied for six. And how about this? I heard this listening to a national radio show. They were talking about the Orlando Magic, and they were giving them credit, saying they'd won six in a row. But they didn't want them in. They didn't want the Magic in because it's a better story if it's Kemba Walker getting to the playoffs, and it's a better story if it's Dwayne Wade getting to the playoffs. I say it's our time. It's a better story for us. It's been 7 years. I think we're ready. I think Magic fans are ready. We're playing well enough, and I think we got a chance to get in there and certainly get some national attention.
Well, not just to mention that, but Dante, I mean, you look at all those teams that you just mentioned. Of the five teams that have already clinched a playoff berth, the Bucks, the Raps, the Sixers, the Pacers, and the Celtics, I don't think either of the other three teams in the conversation for the playoffs, you know, the Nets, the Pistons, and the Heat, have played as well against those teams as the Magic have. You know, I would argue that none of those teams have the opportunity to go in and win a first-round series where the Magic really do.
No, I know. I think you're going to be careful about who you get. I don't know that anybody can beat Milwaukee. I think it'd be very hard to get. Maybe you can pull off a game or two. But Toronto, hold on a second now. Now, not to get way ahead of ourselves.
Yeah.
You're a half a game from being out of the playoffs. So we do have to kind of reel it in a little bit. I certainly get that. But this is why the seeding is so important. If you can find a way to continue playing the way you are and finish strong, you know, what if you get to seven and you get a Toronto team that you've beaten two out of three times, and the one time they beat you was at the buzzer on a Danny Green jumper with 0.5 seconds left. So I think you're probably feeling somewhat confident going into that series. And who knows, the Kawhi Leonard situation, if you're able to steal one in Toronto, who knows what that looks like? So I think that'd be interesting. And listen, they're going to be tough series. You don't know. It'd be an incredible long shot for them to pull off an upset in the first round. But just get in, be in the conversation. What could that do for this team in free agency this summer?
Well, it's not just free agency, but you have to remember all the players who are not participating right now. Mo Bamba's development has been stunted, Markelle Fultz. So you have built-in development pipelines regardless of what happens where this team goes. Dante, I got about 20 seconds, but last night was a lot of fun. I hope tomorrow night is just as much fun.
Yeah, last night was a blast. This team was focused. They settled themselves, got a big win, and they need to do that again here tomorrow. We get excited about it. They're not excited. They understand there's much more work to do, and they've got another huge contest here tomorrow in Detroit.
Very much a workmanlike mentality. All right, that does it for us here on MDT. We're back same time, same place tomorrow. See you guys.
Our Magic never compromise on the court, and Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/gomagic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
Right there. People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.